printing, scanning, shredding. That's what productivity sounds like. Thanks to my Amex Business Platinum card, I couldn't be happier about upgrading my business tools. These are exciting times in paperwork.
Unlock over $1,000 per year in statement credits on select purchases in categories including tech, recruiting, and wireless with an Amex Business Platinum card. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/business-platinum. Built for business by American Express.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
What are you laughing at?
Laffy Taffy. They have a funny joke on every wrapper, and I love how fruity they are. Banana's my favorite. Want one?
Sure. Mmm, so smooth and creamy.
I like to eat them after school and after dinner and after...
Whenever you need a good LOL?
Yeah. So, here's the joke. What do clouds wear under their shorts?
Thunderpants. That is good.
Laffy Taffy. Deliciously funny. Head to LaffyTaffy.com to shop now.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
Good morning. Welcome to Apple Turnover for May 25th, 2023. The New York Mets lost to the Chicago Cubs by a score of 4-2 last night at Wrigley Field. Kodai Senga pitched and was relatively ineffective, giving up 3 runs in his start. And the Mets scored just 2 runs on a Francisco Alvarez home run in the bottom of the third, at the top of the third inning, rather. Kodai Senga only went 4 runs. Walked 5, struck out 6. Not a great start for Senga. The Mets were beat by their old friend Marcus Stroman, who went 8 innings, struck out 3, and walked 2. Look, the Mets should have won this series against the Cubs. Now they've dropped the first 2 games. It seems like every time the Mets go to Chicago, bad shit happens. Just a bad vibe ballpark for the Mets. I don't know why either, because the biggest series of their recent memory that they won was in Chicago against the Cubs in 2015. They looked great in that series. They looked fantastic in that series. But every other time, it just seems like that ballpark just sucks the life out of the team. And I don't get it. I was texting with my friend Chris McShane, my co-host for Today Your Love, Tomorrow the World Series. And Chris put it perfectly. I'm going to read exactly what he texted me because I think he said it better than I could have. He said, "This has to be the most boring team we've seen in a while. When they're on, they're really on. But when they aren't, they're an absolute slog." And that's the perfect way to put it. This team, when they are not playing well, it seems like everybody is just swinging at bad pitches, rolling things over to the middle infielders, and hitting weak pop-ups. The pitching is all imprecise and sloppy. It just went, when this team is off, oof. And tonight should have been a win. Last night should have been a win. Tomorrow, Carlos Carrasco is pitching. And we know how that's gone so far. Not good. Not good at all. So, you know, it's possible the Mets are going to get swept by the Cubs, who are a sub-500 team, and nowhere near the team on paper that the Mets are. And coming off of sweeping a relatively good team and taking 2 of 3 from the best team in baseball, this just seems like a really weird, terrible way to spend this series. I don't know if there's too much more to say. You know, Alvarez hitting a home run tonight further complicates the catching situation, which is going to come to a head probably next week. if anyone from the Mets front office is listening, and I know you are, don't send down Francisco Alvarez. I've talked about this already. I'll talk about this again, but it makes no sense. Just, you know, this is a team that was willing to lose $20 million, not lose, to waste $20 million of Robinson Cano's contract last year because it didn't make sense to play him. You should have the same feelings about any of the catchers that aren't named Francisco Alvarez on this team. And I'm not saying you have to cut them. Just trade them, send them back down, whatever you got to do. I guess Gary Sanchez you're going to have to cut. But, you know, there are worse things in this world than cutting Gary Sanchez in the year of our Lord 2023. So, you know, just Mets, don't do it. Don't kill your vibes. The baby Mets are one of the few things going well for this team consistently this year. Even when the Mets have been down, Alvarez and Beatty and, to a lesser degree, Vientos have been bright spots. So let those guys play for the love of God. Anyway, that's it for today. Go to patreon.com/homerunapplesauce to support this podcast directly. Follow me on Twitter @BrianNeedsAnApp. And until next time, let's go Mets.